The Loch Ness Monster. Is there a monster in Loch Ness in Scotland? Many people think so. Many people certainly hope that there is. The people who hope that there is a monster there call it Nessie.
Loch Ness is in Scotland. It's a lake 36 kilometres long, and the water is very deep and very dark. It is also very, very cold. But strangely, the water never freezes. Many fish live there, so it's a perfect home for very large water creatures. Many people believe that a large creature does indeed live there. In 1872, and again in 1932, there were reports. They described a very large animal which looked like a boat. People saw this animal in the water, swimming very fast. In 1933, Mr. and Mrs. Mackay saw the animal. Mrs. Mackay, can you tell us what you saw?
Yes. I was with my husband and we were in the car. We were driving along the road beside Loch Ness, going from Inverness to Glasgow.
What did you see?
Suddenly, my husband saw an enormous animal in the water.
What did it look like?
It had a long neck and a head which looked like a snake.
Could you see anything else?
Yes, it had big humps on its back.
Go on.
Well, it also had a very long tail, which was splashing on the water.
How long would you say the animal was?
It's difficult to say. I should think 8 or perhaps 10 meters long.
How long was it there for?
It wasn't there for very long. We saw it for perhaps 2 or 3 minutes. Then it went under the water.
Mr. and Mrs. Mackay are not the only people to have seen the monster. Many thousands of people have seen it. So many people have seen it that in fact it's now called Nessie. The interesting thing is that all the descriptions are the same, and this is most unusual. Everybody says that it's between 7 and 10 meters long, and the skin is a very dark colour. It has a long neck and a head like a snake. Unfortunately, there are no good photographs of it. Most people see the monster when it's in the water, but sometimes it comes onto the land. Mr. Smith, I think that you live near Loch Ness.
Aye, that's right.
And is it true that you've seen the Loch Ness monster?
Aye, that's right. It was in 1952. I was with my father in the car and we were coming home at night. Suddenly we came round a corner and we saw this thing on the road.
Go on. Tell me, what was it like?
Well, it had a long neck, several metres long, and great big flippers.
What did you do?
We turned the car round as fast as we could and we drove away.
Scientists are also very interested in Nessie. In 1972, some students from Birmingham University came to try and find the monster. Mr. Dixon, in 1972, you were a student at Birmingham University.
Yes, that's right. That was the year we went to try and find Nessie.
Tell me what you found.
Well, we had some sonar equipment.
Can you tell me quickly what that is?
You use sonar equipment for making pictures using sound waves.
Tell me what you saw, Mr. Dixon.
We saw two strange large animals about 10 meters long in our sonar beam.
Can you tell me how long you saw them for?
Yes. We saw them clearly for about 10 minutes. They moved very fast.
Anything else?
Yes. They dived very deep.
Can you tell me what they looked like?
Yes. You won't believe this, but to us they looked like plesiosaurs.
Plesiosaurs? But that's impossible. Plesiosaurs...
Yes, I know what you're going to say. Plesiosaurs became extinct 65 million years ago.
So, who or what is Nessie? Is there only one monster? Or is there a family of monsters? And can Nessie really be a plesiosaur? Does this mean that there are some prehistoric monsters still living amongst us in the middle of Scotland?